few weeks ago, we were doing this talk show, and we were talking about the great backfield the Detroit Lions have. David Montgomery and Jahmyr Gibbs. And I begged that nobody refer to them as Thunder and Lightning. To me, naming your backfield Thunder and Lightning is so embarrassingly cliche. And I'm like, couldn't we come up with something better? Is that where you said Ollie Frazier? Something no. really...
What?
No, I think it was Abbott and Costello.
It was really cutting edge.
Yes. Right. Something fresh.
I don't bring it up to mock you, but... Well, that's a little bonus to bring it up again. But apparently, Lions running back coach Scotty Montgomery just said they have a nickname.
Yes, he's speaking to the media right now, and he informed everyone this is what they want to be called. I won't tell you, but he did tell everyone, hey, this is their nickname.
So is it a nickname that the players have dubbed or what Scotty Montgomery calls them?
I believe it's Jahmyr and David Montgomery have decided on.
Okay, can you confirm that it is not Thunder and Lightning?
It is not Thunder and Lightning.
Okay. It's not Ollie Frazier.
All right.
Although a heavy favorite, it was not Ollie Frazier.
All right. Do you think we're going to like this or not?
I don't think you will love it. I think you're just going to be like, huh.
So this is a oversell, just to, even to begin with.
Well, I think it's for you guys. I don't know.
I think we're closing in the circle of what the nickname is. Gator, do you have any comments before we hear what it is?
Well, I'm afraid. I thought I saw something over the weekend, one of the pregame shows that maybe gave a hint at what it could be. And if it is, then it's just a little underwhelming.
Well, maybe go ahead if you think you know what it is.
Is it peanut butter and jelly?
It is not peanut butter and jelly.
Thank goodness. All right. Glad to hear that.
Is it in any way capitalizing on one being fast and the other being strong and big and tough?
Yes.
Okay.
Is it Sonic and Knuckles?
It is Sonic and Knuckles.
Is it?
Yes.
Oh,
you weren't here Friday when Will Birchfield was here Friday and he started calling him Sonic and Knuckles.
Okay. Sonic and Knuckles.
Because you were in Istanbul.
Does it look like I was in Istanbul?
They say it gets worse before it gets better, Doug.
That's right.
I still have the hair isthmus going on.
Yeah. But a little.
Sonic and Knuckles, huh? Well, it's better than Thunder and Lightning.
It is. It's something new-ish.
Yeah. It's different.
I mean, it's from, Sonic the Hedgehog? Is it?
Yeah, it's like the cartoon.
Now, I don't think they're going to like be clearing shelves of shirts with this.
Am
I wrong?
You underestimate Lions fans. They love themselves Lions gear.
They do. They do. Maybe I'm wrong. So the Sonic and Knuckles gear, have we seen Sonic and Knuckles gear?
Give it a few seconds.
Yeah, well, you're going to get unlicensed stuff, that's for sure.
Gas station girt hats.
Yeah.
All right. let's go. Let's get to another edition. Are you going to eat that? In 3, 2, 1. It's a little bit of a Halloween Thanksgiving edition. Are you going to eat that, Gator?
All right.
Some interesting innovations.
Some pumpkin spice stuff.
Yeah. I'm going to start with an ice cream store called Salt and Straw. Have you heard of Salt and Straw?
No.
Okay. Well, Salt and Straw has come up with some Halloween flavors. Let's start with the Great Candycopia. This is an ice cream flavor called the Great Candycopia.
Okay.
This flavor consists of crispy milk chocolate pieces, chocolate-covered peanut butter, bourbon vanilla toffee-coated almonds mingled together in a salted butterscotch ice cream.
Oh, man.
The Great Candycopia. Are you going to eat that?
I think I just finished.
I got it. Wow.
When you go to salted butterscotch flavored ice cream, that alone has me at a giant yes. And then you're throwing in all this other stuff that doesn't sound bad. Man. Yeah. Hell yeah. Hell yeah.
Yeah. I thought this was an easy one relative to the rest of them.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
I need a moment alone. Where is this place?
Salt and Straw.
Anywhere near me?
I think they, well, I think they're West Coast, but.
I tell you, I don't want to get near you right now. Like, I want to say no because Gator's so, you know, like, there's none left for the rest of us, Doug.
But you
I mean,
as
I
well.
Would, yeah, away from Gator. I would eat this away from Gator.
You know, I don't, when it comes to dessert foods, I'm basically, it's Dairy Queen Blizzards and that's it. But this sounds pretty amazing.
So oh, man, this is crap.
What?
Arizona, Northern California, Southern California, Disney, Florida, Nevada, New York, Oregon, and Washington.
This is a great question, Gator. Would you endure a trip to Disney and all those kids just to try this?
I love kids. I'd buy them ice cream.
To leave you alone?
Yeah.
All right, next up. From Salt and Straw, the Crispy Crawly Critters flavored ice cream. This is chocolate-covered crickets and toffee brittle mealworms and a green matcha ice cream.
No, those are like those literally crickets and mealworms.
Yeah.
Like those are actual things. Yeah, no, I'm not ready to jump on that protein bandwagon, the apocalyptic protein bandwagon. No.
You don't say. Kang, what about you with this one?
No, I'm not on a reality show, so no chance.
Yeah, there's hell no on this one. That sounds
it's all
awful.
Protein, Doug.
Don't care. Doug. I get my protein elsewhere. Next, the Blackberry Tamales ice cream. This is a caramel texture. Is created from masa harina simmered in vegan butter, sugar, coconut cream, and cinnamon. Is paired with a masa cornbread crumble, all mixed together in a fruity coconut blackberry sherbet.
I'd try it. I'm not going to lie. I would try it. I'm not a huge fan of coconut as texture, but coconut as flavor, I don't mind it. So I'd give it a shot.
Kang, you?
Yeah, I'd do it. I'd try this. Sounds delicious.
I got to be honest. I don't even know what the hell I just read.
Yeah, you read a lot of stuff off there.
I'm not going to try it.
Just do it, man.
I don't even know what it is.
Try it.
Go
on.
Oh, yeah. Just do it. I don't know what it is. Just do it. I'm going to say yes.
Did anything sound like red meat in there?
No, but I don't know what half this crap is.
Well, what do you need to know? What do you want to know?
We don't have time. We got more to get to. Let's move on. It's a simple no.
Afraid of masa.
You've changed since turkey.
Next up. Next up from Cold Stone Creamery.
Gator, well, they have those here.
They have some Halloween cupcakes.
Okay. All right. I like cupcakes.
One is a fudge and boo batter ice cream topped with fluffy white frosting and spooky sprinkles. Gator, you're going to try that. You're going to eat that.
The hell is boo batter?
I don't know.
I'm afraid to ask. Wrong answers only. Yeah, I'd try it. Look, it's a cupcake. Sounds delicious. It's just, you know.
Kang, you?
Yeah, it sounds like something they would, they've had before, I feel like.
Colorful, yeah, they just call it something else. They had some food coloring, and they call it boo butter.
Yep.
Batter.
What?
Yeah, I mean, I got a Cold Stone, but I also have a Dairy Queen nearby. I'll choose the Dairy Queen Blizzard. Next up, DiGiorno has a Thanksgiving pizza. They put it on sale. It's sold out, apparently, online in less than a minute. DiGiorno's frozen Thanksgiving pizza is sliced turkey, diced sweet potatoes and green beans, a creamy gravy sauce, and a combination of cheddar and mozzarella cheese, all on a pizza. Gator, the DiGiorno Thanksgiving pizza. Are you going to eat that?
No. Absolutely not.
No?
No.
I like my pizza as a pizza.
So you can't think of it like this, though. This is the way I was reading it, Gator, was... I love Thanksgiving, by the way. It's like my favorite holiday.
Too.
I love the food. I think it's just Thanksgiving... on dough, you know? So with that being said, I'm in, man.
Well, this is a rare occasion. Gator's out on something. I am in on this.
You're damn right
you
are,
Doug. I don't have high. I do. I'm not trusting it, but I'll try it.
Dude, this is just like mixing up all the Thanksgiving foods onto...
Yeah, but it's too much. Like, for me, it is. Okay, like green beans. What else is in this thing? Green beans is no good for me.
Diced sweet potatoes.
I like diced sweet potatoes.
Creamy gravy, combination of cheddar cheese and mozzarella cheese. I don't trust it. It sounds sounds a little wonky, but I would try it.
Yeah, still out.
All right.
It's okay. I'll eat it.
More for you.
There you go. Another edition of Are You Gonna Eat That? That concludes it. Halloween / Thanksgiving edition.
Looking at the boo batter stuff.
Yeah.
It looks pretty good.
Gotcha.
Yeah. Cold Stone. I'll give it a shot.
All right. Apparently, on a ESPN broadcast, a reporter reported who they just saw in the bathroom. We'll get to that today at 12:46.
What does that mean?
I'm just telling you.
You're supposed to look. Eyes forward.
Doesn't mean you don't recognize somebody. Did you ever see anybody famous in a bathroom?
You mean just walking in, not like, hey.
No, did I? No, I'm not saying did you look at
them. Sounds like that's the way you were wording it. Have I seen anybody famous in a bathroom? Yes, I've seen famous people in bathrooms before.
Well, what this ESPN reporter said was really weird.